Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Cutler's Tshuvas, and it's, I'd like to share with you, before we even begin the Tshuva itself, the beautiful introduction, which was written by his grandson. And he bases himself on a beautiful introduction of the Netziv to the famous Sefer on the Shiltas. Based on the pasuk we're going to read shortly, end of the Torah. Bimino Eish Dos Lomo. What does it mean? You have to know what to do. That's called Dos. Kedos Malasos. The Malkavashti, whatever it happens to be. Kedos Malasos means what do you have to do? Das is a religion, means what to do. But there's also something which is way, but that's obvious, but it's behind it. That's called the Eish. The fire goes coming. Litzotzos. Everyone is in a Uka Gedola. And Daka Shel Torah is you start with Eish, and from the Eish, you get to Das. So the Tzib is explaining that the two parts of the Torah. The Masa Matan Lacham Lashal Torah, that's Eish. And then after that, the Psak Halacha Brura, Masa Shayas, and that's called Dos. And he explains, Malkiel Shlita, his grandfather, Abaron Kotler, so his Shirum are very complicated. Very complicated. It was not so simple. Not everyone understood what he was saying, even. B'shaita. In the Shiurim, he was speaking like a Rosh Hashiva. Wasn't speaking like a Pesach at all. However, in his Tshuvas, which were published, way posthumously, it's written Tovshin Mem Hei. Well, he says, it was, wait a minute. I don't know when it came out. There's a letter here. Maybe that was in principle Tovshin Samach Beis. Let's see. Was it printed? Doesn't give a date when he actually signed it. It was printed, this is the first edition. It's printed in 2002. That's Mamish 40 years after Abaron was nifted. I was there to read Abaron's Levaya. It was in the Lower East Side. Mamish took 40 years till they printed it and put it out. Okay? Took that long. But you know, again, whatever. Most people, they don't know what Rabban said at Pesach Halacha. Even this Shirim is so complex. So I decided this is a perfect opportunity to introduce Talmidim of Yeshiva to this Gadol B'Doro, whose impact on the Torah world in America is tremendous, more than we can actually even figure out ourselves. Let's see what he has to say about the sugya of gelatin. That's our sugya. And from this we'll be able to catch just a small glimpse of an Adam Gadol. It's very important that we do these things. So that's what I want to go to follow. I already spoke about it really last week. We'll share some other wisdoms, but I wanted to use his tshuva as a way to understand the sugya better. That's the introduction. Actually, we're two tshuvas on the topic. One after the other, we're going to start the later one first, and it's later in the Sefer. It was written earlier. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Yeruam ben Yanei da gelatin. Starts off right. Doesn't play any games. I believe it was written, if I'm not mistaken, around 1950. The later shiur was written the year of his patira. The last year of his life is Tovshin stated. Tovshin Chav Beis. He was Nifter, I believe, in Kislev. Of Tovshin Chav Gimel, which was the end of 62. But this is Rambam's last year of his life. That was, he refers to a shiur he wrote 10 years earlier, which is this one. Kosel Rambam. Ha'ochem and Avela is Al Yischas. We were there before. Ha'ochem and Avela treifel v'behema v'chayat tmeim min ha'or min ha'tzamas min ha'gidim min ha'kanayim min ha'shulish shalein afal pishu osur v'ez ha'potum. Ve'she'elu enen ruyin l'achila te'im istarfen ha'brasa l'kazayis. With the Torah's Kohanim, it says there mipsorim also chelu v'lo min ha'tzamas v'lo min ha'gidim v'lo min ha'tlovin shalein. Okay? Got it straight? Yesh this topic be'etzim ha'ptur. Im ha'ptur mitzad adin, this is the first time. Ain eli ruin la'chila havek shelo kederach ha'chilos of the potter. V'chei mitzad zeh yesh b'em gam ha'ptur d'chol nevela shen ruin l'ger and a kru nevela, as we spoke last week. V'din zeh shach gam b'tmeim shegam b'hem b'ina and shen ruin l'ger u'kederach ha'chilos on. V'meila l'fizeh yisod ha'ptur kanal v'she ain ruin la'chila. Got it? Tzad alf. Tzad beis. No! V'yanachem. Hatzamas v'agidin nismatu she'enem nechshavim be'etzem b'chlal ha'isr. It's a pun. Be'etzem. I don't know. You know what the word be'etzem means? Fundamentally. But we're talking about hatzamas. You know, okay. Be'etzem, right? B'chlal ha'isr. T'lo neser rak b'sarom v'lo elu. Pashachos of Rambam hatam v'fishenem ruyim. V'fid tzad zeh ha'pirush she'b'glal she'enem ruyim enem b'chlal b'osar. Again, ba'atzmusam. Gotta love it. Ba'atzmusam. In other words, not ba'atzmusam, ba'atzmusam. Again, the Rambam said, what did he say? Eila and Aruya. So the simple level means tzad aleph, it's not roy. The more fundamental pshat, which we'll see, is that no, because it's not roy, it's not included at all. What's the difference? Ulechakira v'safik anal nechlu ha'osim ha'matir b'yina gelatin. Gets right to the point. Sharei hanafkamina b'savik hanal klimat samos v'chadoma yituknu ba'ofen sheyiruyin la'chilu l'fi atzad harishin d'aptur m'rishim m'shein ruyin m'keng shenasu ruyin harei heim m'mele b'chlag nevela sharei sur shebat smusam heim b'chefzad nevela v'yav sheyesh kan gam aptur shal nevela shirin l'ger shebaptur zeh ha'gedr hu shlo choshev chefzad nevela ale b'chol b'chol gam b'zeh kol ma'sha shol el shem nevela. She'ena b'chlala iser. Rabban explains, beautiful, everyone see what's going on over here? This is a fundamental chakira. Beautiful. The fi hatzara aleph taptur b'sham she'ena ruyim l'chorat tzarechim. Beautiful love, kasha. Im kain, lama itzrich l'mat b'kod b'psarim. Tebel she'ena ruyim. Po nevela she'ena ruyim l'ger. Who needs a pasuk? It's a gzeres ha'kasav in the Torah's Kohanim. Question one. Question two. Vod. Typically, Tabla Shaloka Derech Achilasim. Shebedin Achilim and Matinanu. Same kasha, really, in two different ways. Albemes Gamat Satze Abiru Poshut. What's for Poshut? The Ilav Amir Nibim Sarum. Hoyu Kol Cholke Abahem of Chala Isa. Why? Delakol Yesh Shem Shalavelo Tmea. Umemela, watch this. Hoyu Hakol Osir Gamat Somal Shedimuim. Why? Where'd that come from? Come on, we get on Noshe. She also off. She ain't beginning, but no sin time. What's more, call it eights? Right? Doesn't matter. Xeris a cause of it's also. Then he found the opinion of Rav Sheshes and Avodah Zorah Samaches. He's a shkotzen. Rav Sheshes holds the gam tam pogam oser. What? Lo shayach bam din. What's that? Those on the gam. Came and shame be'etzem pegumim by Torah Srosom. No snafka means, I have meat, meat is tasty, now this meat stinks, so it removes it from the Yisr. But shkosim is always stink. The Torah said it anyway. So how's it going to help that it stinks more? That's some sheshes. Okay. V'chein havamina, gam ba'at somos v'gidin shal nevelos v'trefas v'tumeyos shem b'chlal Yisr. Gam she'ena meruim shekachas rasam Torah. Who say it's true? Chamir to be psara.
Shlonesu lehedya. Meila achshav achamirut ishistab ekanal. The shema kol amirut rak mitzad hashen roi. Odilma shenismat lodegami shena bechlal ha'iser. Gevaldik. So far so good? I'm reading his words because I want you to see the greatness of the Olam Gadol. I don't need my words. I'll just translate a couple of things. But the word of any Yosef. Can be often said. For a kol b'chal nevelu t'mei luli amirut. We call a kol. Can be said, yi hadin, shaloka derech achila meni will again. Shatora asrost makamol shehem. Al bevada im is kalkulu v'yayosu enem ruyim mitzad acher, hi poter aleya. So to begin a nosha. If a menachai, after mischaim al atzomis, but you can still disqualify it. V'ray brura, the Rambam, what's the exception? We're learning kashrus this year. Does anyone say lo sochel basa b'chalav? No. What does it say? Come on, no. What does it say? Three times, right? Achila, hana, right? Bishul. We'll get to all this when we get to basa b'chalav. But yeah, done. What about klaim? And was that one in shul yesterday? Who was in shul yesterday? So what's he saying? No, what's the pasuk say? No, that's not shul. It's always about. What does it say? Pentukdash, right? Pentukdash Chazal dashin that it's like us like kedusha. That never says you shouldn't eat klai kerem. It's a tukdash. The tukdash lo savashel doesn't require achila. Therefore, it does not require derech achila. Well, that's I don't want to get involved too much in Eivim Menachai. We're going to see in a minute. Close Pesachim Chavdalim. Why don't we say Gira Noshe the Kam Eivim Nosim Tam Eivim Menachai the Mitzdarfin Gam Atzomas V'Gidin Kasher Om No B'Shidus Rambam Gufei Mechai Shagrach Zatzal B'Sifro Perek Dal Mechol Sosur Loch Gimel. The atzomos rak mitzdarfen the kashir baby menachai. I will end an asur be'etzim. That's a Chaim shtigul Torah called to the Rambam. We're not going to go into that now. I'd love to. I brought Reb Chaim for another shtigul Torah, but not this one. All right. I will betos kam mishon v'chulun kuf gimel v'uchad atzomos asur be'atzmam b'isur menachai. Kenim sa degam elu asur shloka derech achilosam. Helevada. Degam ho sam shayach haptur shloka derech achilosam. When? Bofanim amavuorim amufuratim beramah shemalacha yud aleph. Kol she'ochon shem chamin biyoser. It's too hot. You burn your tongue. Oshiyar v'abam dvorim amorim. Or you have yishu. You put in bitter stuff. Or it's moldy. Who knows what? Cholhani gamni yipod gamni yonash yevan atzamas devan achai. Mele ein zestira in maklal de minu real again. Viduk miu kol hanal nema luli hamir shenismav imsar matzmos. Atzamas v'chadomim, halachas atzamas v'gidin nismatim b'sorim shuv hader adin lo chidshu v'em haTorah chiyuv v'meila p'turim gam mitzad shlog derech achilasim v'mitzad she'en leger v'mitzad zeh p'turim mitzad she'en roi poshut tod also Rambam hurak with the Rabbanon d'afim noma de mitzad yotze v'le iser. We'll get that. We saw that language in Chavas Das last week. Yotzmi, so we'll come to that. Lo nismat v'atzomos, right? Oh, the name of the shachman is to assay. We should see the hagra silver. Who's that gra silver? Laser silver. Oh, the great rabbis of Samilin Karim B'Avner. Maybe it was Zohar to meet his grandson. Baron Silver, remember that one? Yeah, he was Adam Godel in his own right. So was his father of David Silver. So was his grandfather of Blazer Silver. Was Mamish the Gdoli of his time, and the Rabbi knew him well. Become a gom, Harry Potter ve'ein bo isur min haTorah k'nam b'shalosh dorot achilasa. Kavonas haRambam to also haidim b'drabbanan. The Torah of the forest of Marbi often should not surround the Dinah. So it means Rabbanan. Fine. But if you get better, like gelatin, you can come back to a Daraisa. If you decide to change it, it's mad, that's almost like Gamri. We come ago, I dive as far as Shapalosh and Rabbanan, Sheelu, and Ruin Achila. Mishum, he's just repeating himself here. The Gedder, Shem Bosa, Becholai Surum, Hainu, Komasha Royal Lechol, Bin Balachai. The Smat, Mipsorum, Homasha, and Royal Lechol. Rile is there. The Adua Mashan Nechakor Rishonim, Bechulin Sani Zainim and Aleph, Barash Bavod, Ichele Vubosa Choshemin Bemino, Bishma Olo. We already spoke about this in Simon Sani Chesif Aleph. The Gabi Yisurim, Kulam Olo Modu, Tav Yachele Bechlal Yisar Bosa, how do you know? Tav Kuchul Nav Kuf Gimla, that's what the Ran said. Remember that Ran? That's our Ran. The Sfilah that we come again, yes, shame miyuchud lechelev, even though it's included in basar, but it has its own subcategory. For lachoshim in bemino in basar, she's a Mordechai di mei turshok onoch lo zeker meishim b'sarichas, which we spoke about in Barichas. Umavur the kol mashe royal achilim and abalchai nichla b'derech harachova b'shem basar to this basar micro and basar macro. If you beers it, ain't so the first al Yibudanach poskim the chelev lo chashim mimimimim abasar that tamu mishum the lashon Torah luchud lashdan luchud the chen afshem lashon Torah chelev mikri basar the kolosh meyodem lo mikri basar as the Chavis Da suggested over there. No, it's a docha godel. Came in the shem chelev b'kamam par matorah and it's kamam chelev b'chazal chelev lashon meyodem b'bo milashon haTorah b'chazal. Where you get this idea? Yeah, kolamar if I is nicha. Avada chelev is not going to be bosa be'etzem. That's why it's not being made of bosa. Be'isur ve'tor nichol b'shem bosa ba'chova. Kama shiror lachil ben abalchai. This is just a digression. This last piece. Ad kan we read os aleph. There are many osios. We're not going to read all of them. I'll take a little too long. But we have to read the first part of the tshuva. So far, if you have any questions, raise your hand. Base. Why? We said before that if it's then if it gets better, it should become a simcha d'oraisa. Oh, we spoke about this a little bit last week. To solve, yesh lo with the hecha den roi meikara lo chalalav klal la iser v'lo yoel sheyuch shachakach lachila. V'yavtez a poshut. The Nisyabesh on the Skalkala Isr. Bachaka Chosa Vahuksha Osamina Torah came in Akshav Roy. Is that Poshant? I had a discussion about this last week with the Afroak Shul Beitza, but so far he's patient. Chen Furch Bachasam Seifer. That's Dafka Emoy Roy Mitchila Oskor Nessa. Abel Hechad Lohoya Roy Mekora. Maybe it doesn't help. Quotes her opinion of Ram Meir. The veil is through me, Carlo and Esra. Ruya me, Carlo, Poka, Isai, they mash Nifkwa. We find the quantum of Shimon, who's Matan village to the Ger, Nifka Chakach, Mefurish, Mesfil, Ezeb, Mimir Takosov. Abba Sruka me, Kara, Lotzara Kro, Afra Bialma. Oh, so here, where it was no good from the beginning, so that's the din. Well, you know what? Let me steer then kill the clown. He's trying to make it better, but it's not true. Kol adia b'gemara lechalik ben tzrucha meikar l'ruya l'sof nistrucha hurak l'gabi hashoa she'eina ruya. The mizem is taber shemchal shem nevela l'yipoka d'shkab ben tzrucha ha'ba meikar l'yochol al tzrucha meikar. That's those gemaras in Avodah Zarah. Ha'ba k'shenasis ruya l'achila b'vade yos l'tzara sheptur b'ele b'glal she'eina ruya shem b'tzirus b'atzma shal nosan tam. Excuse me. Shall the veil is a treifus? Gotta be careful. O tmeya, yesh da gam achsha. Lichbos lo ma shlo chal meikar kem shlo hoya roi. Achsha vare yesh lo sigo sima is a treifus on minatame. Muka chalos isa be shvil shen a roi, be shaita in a roi. And the ikal the chalos isa kshanas a roi. So it was a good try. He tried to say it, but he failed. Okay? Then I can't wait for the afroach. After Matzino, be afroach she knows to be based as treif as shemuter tumur olam and aleph. Amos knows to kiko gavul also be basic after the alva. Afroach achshem nasa roy v'lam alo yoser. So far, Abosai, he come up with the hetter which we saw last week. One of Reb Chaim Moshe's main heterim, right? The acid, the phosphorus, whatever you call it over there, made it inedible. And once it's inedible, you can't go back to become usher again. Tumur daf lamed alef. He just puts it away with the back of the head. Avlachilik poshet. Tesham hanidol lesser afroach midin yotze min hatrefa. We're going to see it momentarily. Ezekiel yotze min hatrefa. Right? Yotze. We see it from the source, we see it from the lumdus. Yeah. The afroa choshev rake yotze. For lo kigul for yisr, a chicken is kosher. Yeah, when you have the egg come out of the chicken, right? What's happening over here? What's the situation? The chicken is a trefa. What does it do with the egg? A chicken is trefa. What did we say? Chicken can't live for 12 months. Egg doesn't have to live for 12 months. So what do you want from the poor egg? Why is the egg trefa? I'm using the word treif here in its more literal. We use the word treif to include all kinds of problems. Chaz is treif. No, chaz is not treif. What do you mean? Chaz is treif. No. That's an oxymoron in strict halachic parlance. We use the Yiddish that is treif. Here it's really treif. Treif. Okay? An egg. That's open to an egg that has to live in 12 months. Right? Yeah. So therefore, hutra beitza lo chash v'yotzim in atame. And once it's mutter, it can't come back to be yotzer again. What does yotzer? An uninterrupted chain between the original and the yotzer, what came out of the original. We'll see, he's going to come back to. Well, yeah, we'll see soon. Yeah. You got to love it. Shall yisr. Let's stop and see Reb Chaim. Okay, Reb Chaim, this Reb Chaim is, we can't, Reb Chaim does not appear on any screens to my knowledge. I would love to show it to you inside. Huh? Yeah, you have it? Yeah, you get it? Please put it on. It's hot. This is not a brisker shear. You can't spend time on brisker Torah too much. But, and even I want to tell you that the Reb Chaim Atam Kiko, I just glossed over. I feel I have to clap al chet. But it was so complicated before we started that I think I went to it. If you want to look what I wrote about it in my sefer, I wrote about it there, but you have to know when not to go further than we did. But this Reb Chaim is another meyudik Reb Chaim. I can't pass up a second one. I already passed up a second one. The one our Baron quoted the previous paragraph. To pass up three, the Talmud of my Rebbe, to pass up three Reb Chaims in a row, that would be almost unconscionable. So let's. This one is Reb Chaim is always meridic, but some of them are just, we just can't get involved in. But this one, I really can't pass this one up. It's Paragim Aloch Yiralf. Afroach Shanola mi basis trefa mutter. We know that's a before she command on Sechta Tzmura. We know the reason, right, don't we? Yeah. She ain't mino tummy. Sogos arriving. Marol is shanos atamim shtepishim v'chachamim. Shem etukonim yosem ikulam. What, Rami, you're smarter than Chazal? Well, that's pretty level. That's part of what we're not talking about today. Smarter than Chazal? Ki beisis trefa eina mi min tome v'asura v'atam shepishuo lemas kogovel l'chikam misrucha k'misruch afra b'yamu akal l'shono. Hasagov tmur daf lamed aleph. Telahachi mutter frog should normally base his trefa. Should the kigovel afra miyamu? Kosher the Rambam. Should cause of tamash enemina tamim. What's going on? Tzarachi. Merit the kakash. It's a rabbit's kash. They make up a new reason. This is Reb Chaim at his best. This is Reb Chaim. Again, it's hard for me to go even to this piece, which is less than two columns. The Mishnah Reb Chaim, I have to gloss over some things because I want to get back to Reb Aaron. And, you know, okay, but I just can't pierce the whole thing. I just can't. Chulin Nun Chesem and Aleph. If you don't want to see the Gemaras, Amra Meimar. Hadi Bey, the Trefa Shikla Kama Asira Mikan Velech. I think it's worthwhile opening the Gemara, I mean, even though it's taking more time, but we have no choice. Chaim tells you, look at the Gemara, look at the Gemara. Nun Ches Amin Alf. Top line, Shichla Kama Asira. What's Rashi saying? Blaz, Pushta, Olsan Shoeba Me'eha, Bishashin Nitrifa, Kulan Asuros, the Uba Yerech Imo, the Ima Nitrifu. He's already developed. Right? This Hani Bey the Trefer. Bekan Velech, Hale Zevizegore Mumutter. Rashi. He v'hazachar gormalahem sheyavo v'dava she'isur v'heta gormalo sheyigdal mutter. Okay. Says Tosis, top Tosis. Afagad the Mesof Ksubis paskinik Rabbi Yehuda v'predos the Mesafkale v'perek osu v'espino ichoshim l'zera ha'av olo. What's this? You gotta go look at the Gemara again. One hand in Nun Ches, one hand in Ayin Tes. Give a look. Ayin Tes and Manal. These are Yisodis, Rabosa. Take a look, Rabosa. Take a look. The Gemara is an expression over here on Ayin Tes and Manal as follows. Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda, the 10th line. Ein choshishin lezera ha'av. What does that mean? You don't care about what the father of this animal was. And the Chachamim Omrim, komine prados, or prado, how you pronounce it, achasein. What does that mean, Rashi? Kulim mutorin, shebishneim yesh beish studin. Beish studin. What it means is always that Yitzchak and Akiva, when it comes to an animal, obviously you do consider the, we'll call it the sperm, you know, the male partner in this creation of this animal. I'll go back to the Tosfos for a moment. Anaf Nun Chesam and Aleph. Are we passing there that Yichoshen Zera Avolo, right? And we passing like a Yehuda. Right? What did Yehuda say? Ein choshen zera ha'av. So the question becomes, why is it zev zegorim? You mean the av? Zochar. Zochar is irrelevant. Says Tosfos, Haine b'milsa, d'shori kochad b'yapei nafshe. That's a question. Lo shayach zev zegorim. Ha'vel hocha, d'chad osu v'chad shori, Haiva the Zev is a Gori. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because Yosef Mesh the first betray Gabi, the Kasha. Oh, that Kushi, Tari Af im Choshish in the Zera Ha'av, Mikomakom, Levik is Zev is a Gori, the Mutter. So it should be Mutter. Should be Mutter, no matter what. Oh, the Ratzaloma. Which one of Tosfos mean? Oh, now we got the brisket term. All right, two din. One, the Torah hanolad min atmeya isuro hu machmas atzmo va'ahani lehagdina deyotzi min atome tome. She'iu mitzar atzmo chayal be'yisua de'imo. Uber den Imo Koi. Der Rehilki Imo. That's din number one. Vio nichla beit din iser bifnei atzmo shi yotzi min atomei. The mishum zeh lechush yotzi min atomei. Chayal be yisura. Vafte eno koi bidin imo. Vlo chayal alav iser mitzad atzmo. Mikol makom osu be yisura di yotzi min atomei. Vyisura eno machas atzmo. Kshim di yotzi min atomei zeh yisura. Fascinating verbiage over here. Does it mean that you're you became an independent Isser, even though your origins were Tame? Well, no, you're a dependent Isser. You're just following, if you will, extending, if you will, the Isser of the earlier stage. What did he say? Afal pi shecholo behema tmeya, ubeite of Tame, asur min haTorah, ein lokin aleihem. This is the Chiddush Rambam. Tosfos agrees. This is the famous Rambam. I think it's on Yomar Makomos even. No Malkus. Shenema. Bipsorom lo sochelu. Ala bas uloke vein uloke ala beitza. Vala cholov. For your ochel also an amazing Rambam. Ka ochel chatzi shir. Shu osu min haTorah vein uloke. What? Chatzi shir? You know what chatzi shir is. You have a half a gazayas of chelev, of the, what's going on? What's the chatzis shir? He had a whole shir. What's the lamas and Rambam? Now watch. Hey, but Torah nolad min atmeya, vaday delokanov. What happens? You have a funny case. What speaks about over here a little bit of ayin tesem and aleph. You have an animal. You have a tray for animal in your. In your farm, you follow the tray for animal very carefully, and some fluke comes out, some animal which looks like it's kosher. The din is, osu midoraisa velokin olov. Not even a shayla. Because we assign the mother's species to the next generation, if I use that expression. By definition, what's its species? The mother species is the next generation species. That's how it works in the animal kingdom. It's hard to imagine such a case that we would see normally, but it happens. Even though it's yotzim and aser, it's an intrinsic prohibition, and you get malchus. Because the species is defined in that fashion. That's one halacha of Yotzei Min HaTameh. That's Yotzei Min HaTameh. When I use the word Tameh, I mean a min Tameh, a non-kosher species. Yotzei Min HaAser, a different halacha. No malchus on it. Even though they're both Yotzei, Kemoshe Kasavnu. The Torah Nola Min HaTameh Yisurah Machas Atzma, Hu Nichlo B'Yisurah De Tameh Amar B'Torah. Bemele yeshbu gam malchus kachol atmeim. Mashen kein cholav ubeitzim shel tmeim. Yisurin einon machmas atzman. Keva de einon min basar. Ve'ein bahem yisur de tmeim abatorah. Rak de yisur heim be yisur de yotzim min atamei. How do you know? Who knows? How do you know it's min atamei? Never know? Basayana. Very good. Basayana. It's a pasuk. It's only a basayana. It's a subset of Yisra, which the Torah prohibits. But it's not an intrinsic prohibition. Okay? The Rambam himself quotes Basayan in Halach Aleph of Paragimel. Okay? Valkein and Malchus. Again, according to the Rambam. Tosus disagrees. U'mishim da'afa gavdosu min ha'Torah mikom kom din Yisra shel zeh sheyotsu min ha'Torah meki Yisra d'chatsi shir. What does that mean? Emar Yisra rekla Malchus. Because the Rambam, shim d'nema b'sorm ala basu loke. So far, so good. And with me so far? Chaim. The choluk bozeh vlad tmeya mi vlad treifa. About the same. Tinezeh shekosavnu de kol hecha David min basar. Mahani lehach de yotze ben atome tome. Dinin shei chayal ba vlad yisru mitzad atzmo. Kol zeh lo shayach ale betmeya. Di yisru b'mino toloi. What the species is. Ume atzmu shabolo yisru. It's automatic. If that species, it's the worst possible list. I don't care what it looks like. What happened? Some animal bit it, or some animal, whatever. Some developed a hole in the lung, whatever it may be. I'm sorry to see I'm going to have to not learn Be'ir Nichos Treifos. It's interesting. It will come up a little bit. There's one show we really have to talk about that's relevant, really. But sorry, we're not going to really get into the Hilchos Treifos this year. Okay. In the old days, they did in smicha and yeshiva. I have here. I think somebody was my father's yard day when he got smicha here. 1940, a couple of years ago, and you'll see the pre-begadims and Hilchos Treifos are underlined. If we think we know anything, we should just look back even more. Not that long ago, okay? But anyway, side comment. In Cain, Mimela, Losh, and we should say, what should we say? That my father's smicha was not very much of salvation. It could have been the last one to sign by him. It was he passed away a few months later after my father got a smicha. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that when they were making a big tumult here in the yeshiva at a given point, when I went to the details, and everyone was clapping and dancing, he quoted the famous Chazal. When they dedicated the second base of Mikdash, so the youngsters were clapping and dancing, and the old ones were crying. The young ones were crying. That's what I would have asked. Why are the old ones crying? Because what they saw was nothing compared to the first base of Mikdash. So even though my father got smicha from Rav Moshe, and he was a good Talmud Rav Moshe, I'm sure, but Rav Moshe said, you know, what was these people compared to the pre-war, you know, the Europe that he saw that in Europe? So in America, they were underlying all the prima gardens, and those were the second base of English. Just as a matter of what's going on in Europe, you know, in the 20 years before that. So you compare ourselves to the Jews of who were learning for smicha 100 years ago, we have to understand, we have to know what low madrega we're on. It's okay. Don't be depressed. Yiftach v'dor v'shmul v'dor. In our generation, we have to be whatever we can be. Okay, but just shouldn't have any gaiva chas v'shalom. If you get 100 my b'china, don't become a bal gaiva. That's what I'm sure to say. That's important to keep things in perspective. Okay, fine. Sorry for these asides, but these asides are important too. Okay.
If we do
poorly,
should we get depressed?
Never be depressed. Okay. Yeah. Can be mela. Lo shayach bazeh she gam avlad kamoa. She gam hu chosh of treifa. Right? As I said before, the mother animal was bit by a lion. But the baby was not bit by a lion. Uvakocha di yisura shal avlad rak mi yisura di yotze min atame. She zeh hu yotze min atame gron la yisura. Shayach dover zeh gam mit treifa. Came in the yotze min asur. Alken gam avlad asur. Okay, so far, so good. Now, I almost wanted to skip this next part.
What was the
chiluk? If it's a min, if you have a min tame, that comes up, so a fluke from a min tame comes an animal, it looks like it's a tar. Doesn't matter. It's also midoraisa, you get malchus on it. Because the species is governed by the mother. But the trefa is a min kosher. Just like I got bit by a lion, I told you. Very nice, but the vlad was not bit by a lion. So the only way we only get asa the vlad is the yotzim and the asur. Yotzim is basayana. There's no malchus. So far, so good. The next part, I almost wanted to skip, but it's hard for me to skip. So we're going to read it. If you don't have everything here, you kind of rattle off a couple of details, which not the main point of what I want to bring out to you, but you know, I don't want to skip if I don't have to. V'zei is bar heitev hachilik ben hachdina dechoshin lezera ha'av uben hadin dezev is a gorem mutam.
Why?
The yisora plukta im choshin lezera ha'av is the command of ayin tesem and alf. We just were there before. Din arba mili. Four things. Open the Gemara. Don't trust Reb Chaim. Open the Gemara. Ayin tesem and alf. One. Hichale be yisura. The Oso V'Espino. Oh, what's the name of the parak over here? Oso V'Espino. Right? Oso V'Espino Oso Shchato B'Yom Echad. Do we have to take into account the male? Or we disregard the male? Okay. One. Two. U'l'inyan Chelbo Imu Osir O Mutter. What does that mean? Chelib is a distinction between one and what? Rabosai? Chai and Behema. Do you have to take into account the male? Okay. Three, in Domo, he told Kisi and Lo. Again, we know that Kisi Adam applies to what? Chayav Oof, and not to Behema. And what's four? In Chayav Matas Kuhuna. Asher Bechol Eile, Lo Shaya Klalach, the Yotzim and Atome. No Tome over here. To Rak Al Yotzim in Ha'asur. Avalo. Al chiv mitzvah kematonos v'kisui, bezelo shayach klal din yotze, v'chein din chelev gam ken lo shayach kloma din yotze. Otam mishum da oviv chelbo osur he din yotze gam al chelbo shel avlad. Hare chelev v'abosa shovenein to yotze nei mechelev ha'av v'abosa tim v'abos v'ro'eo kemavur besugat davchun av samachtes. Lo shayach bezel klal din yotze min osur. Gamin also as Beno. Came in the end of me Isuri Macholos Vanos, same as Isu Hefza, Shechev is Mikri Dovarosa, and Mela Lesbe Din Yosim, and not Dome. And the Poshit, that then the Choshin is Arav, Ula Inyan, and Muchoshit Mina Davua, in Behemo, in Chaya. Not committed for what Rabosai? For Kisi Adam, right, and Chelev, for Chenim Tome Vim Tor. As the Gemara starts off over here, right? That's what we're starting over here in the Sol Sugya. Umemela. Ispe kol hanech dinim diavua me'atzmo. If you hold choshu l'zerav. Hu be'atzmo ka'ove v'ochaya behema otor otome. Fizeh. Hare nicha ha. The choshu l'zerav. V'lo sharina le'mitayma the zev is a gorin. Don't do a zev is a gorin. The zev is a gorin mutter lo nemar el ha'echa di lesbi sura me'atzmo. At Easter that you get Malchus on, instead of going to the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Fisura who makwas rak. Makwas sheyotze min ha'asur. Fisa sheyotze nimenu who tavi gorm liyisura. But zehu tavi hilchus of the zev as a gorm mutter. Hashenkei behaf the chosh and the zera ha'av. The chayal beidin isura makwas atzmo, which you get Malchus on. V'yen kan goreng, kim kufo shal yisur atzmo, who diyispe makwas avueh. I can sharpen noag bodina davue in the east in the heta kamosha is for if you hold what choshen the zera av v'chein nicha nami madam a zev as a gorem is osur the asin in the legam betrefa mitzad aviv afil the man the amar and choshen the zera av because it's irrelevant, they're two separate things. Zerav is what the min is. I'm doing min over here. Should the neid lo choshev mino de avu elin yin lemech vidin ovi makmas atzmo? Should the ein choshev de zerav? Mikom akom isura de yotzi min atome. Mikom akom ispe. V'shap v'chayel be'hachdina de zerav zagor. It's brilliant. Chaim, this is sheer brilliance. Now we come to... When you have an iser... Not doing establishing what the min is. Establishing what the min is, the relevant klal is choshen zerahav or not. When it comes to determining not the min, but the shem isu, which is a secondary category, which you wouldn't get malchus on, there the determining criterion is zev zegar maser amut. It's meridic. Umeatam yushavim heitev divi aramim. You gotta love the punchline of Reb Chaim. Shekosev tama the muter efroch shenon bebeis trefer. Should the ain me no tome? Frek the rivet. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said what? a whole complicated thing, the egg and the bird disappears. Oh, for Bialma. Lo tikshi alam yatzvur, damina damal mishim nekama lo misrich lo govel lo mchisr afa Bialma. No. The Rambam solver, tahach tamad dechim misrich afa Bialma hu, lo mahani rak and bono lo den isru amidin yotze. Fizeh ikar isru mishim shabo min atomei. Which is, so you know, you got no malchus on. Basayana, that means the egg, right? Basayana. That's exactly the egg. You don't get malchus on that. Uvezeu de mahanya ha de kema de mishat de kogobel afra biyamahu. I can shuv lo avi yotzim. That's what Ban Kotler is saying. Once the chain is broken between the original and the yotze, it's broken for good. Aval im amrinon, the iu mitzad atzmo chayal beyisura. If you would say that the egg is an etzema yisur, just like the chicken was. Him kain lo shaya klal tama the govel me'afra to be kol makom shaper chayal le'achakach yisur ma'achas atzmo. That's Rav Ban Kotler's point. When it comes to this, it's intrinsically prohibited. This won't help the fact that the chain is broken. Vezer shehosif Rambam ho de einu mino tame ritzon alomar to be shum ma'ogi. Let's be surah machmas atzmo v'chol yisur rakmas shum diotze min atame. Tame? It's not tame. Say, it's not tame. Diotze min asur, no? Is it a typo? V'azeh mahani taima de kogobo mi afra v'nimzo de hachtre tamim tarvayot shrichel adodi u'kemo shen izboer. That word tummy bothers me. The whole point is that it's not tummy. I don't know. We don't correct them chimes. They went over this a million times. Someone told me, the only safe you know, there's no typos, is this. So I'm just wondering about this. This looks, doesn't look... Okay. Okay. So we learned this brilliant Reb Chaim because Reb Aaron Kotler quoted it, and now we go back to Mishnas Reb Aaron. Okay? Back where we came from. How do we do this here? Press.
The very last tab.
Above
where it says next highlight.
Above.
On the right. Down.
Back here.
To the right of it.
This.
Yeah.
Gewaldic. We left off. Look at that. As if we never left. As if we never left. Okay? Chaim Alevi. Good. Veniro. Oh. Hocha, gam in the veil of treifa, we had some as gufa yisur. Lo damer lef roach men atreifa. V'nir od, the svaraz u toil, gam im neima de isa shal atzomos, hu midin yotze. Namo the Chavis Das said? I never understood the Chavis Das. And Rav Aaron, in a parenthetical remark, in the later tshuva, is going to say what I was asking you. We look at the Chavis Das, we'll come back to bli then. But let's just see what it says over here. Im timtzalom to mikol makom lo domer lefroach shenotza mibeitza streifa. To hosam afroach yotza min abeitza sheyotza min of. Ooh, two steps, no? Afroach yotza min abeitza sheyotza min of. Ba'abeitza havya afra. At one point, right? When the transformation begins from an egg to a chicken. The famous, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But at one point, when the egg develops into a chicken, it becomes dirt. I don't want to use the word dirt literally. It becomes something which is neither here nor there. Neither a chicken nor an egg. Neither here nor there. Yeah? It's called dirt. Okay? Avokan. Hatzavos hare yotzu biguf for iser. Even if you'll say it's yotzu, which I don't fully understand, v'shayach b'shem yotzu min iser gam shen ruyim. V'lo gari mizem biguf for iser that sheyu hematzun ruyim yasru. We took the original iser and you made it roy b'yasur. So to the derivative. V'lo damer afroch yotzu min abeitzah kanal. It's a little bit difficult because it's also sinchulin. I don't want to get involved. This time we have to skip a little bit because it's going to get too complicated. Fine. Tosfos seems to say, Kol ma'ashisur mitzad yotze kemen shehuta v'nasa kafra sulo nesa. Maybe he should apply to Atzamas as well. Yeah. No, it's not true. Tosfos is doches for a different reason. We're not going to the prot. But here comes another thing. Tivin and Tzmura. Beitza ki gavel havi afra b'yama havi geder heter acher v'lo mitzad she'en aroi. This is correct. Not just aroi. Ella began the pirusha be alma. That's what the Chavos Da said. Kavol keva v'shulia mitzvahs poskim. He wrote halon. So emas kol gavul ki misrach chavah be alma pirushu having pirusha be alma. Who was a shapel on nesek shenasach hakach roy? Lo damel mashuhuta mitzvah sheni roy lachila v'duk. He's claiming that in the gelatin is processed, it all that happens becomes an aroi. That's not enough. It all has to become afra b'yam. And Rabbi Chaim Moses was aware of this distinction. He said, "Beferish faket." No, you put esed in phosphor, it becomes pirusha b'yama. That's what Chaim Moses said. Now it's hard to judge what's called pirusha b'yama, what's called enoroi. Okay, but kitzur nimitz. Bottom line is, if you hold from the first side, you're in deep trouble.
Musk is something you can smell right away.
Listen, I don't want to. If you have a specific scientific criterion, you'll let me know, and I'm happy to accept it. Okay, fine, good. Bottom line is, it was a valiant attempt to be matter to gelatin, even according to what we call the first shot. All right, I got my memory that it's really just aneroid. But that failed. So now you're only going to be able to go to the second side. Okay. Hine, Gimel. We only did two osios so far, both sides. She is half over. Okay. Well, we have to go slow. Who said you have to go fast? Go slow. Hine. Kosav Aramba, Prekhes Alokavov. Hoagir Anosha Shal Nevela, Oshal Trefa, Oshal Ola, Chayev Shtai. Twice. Tom Olaf, from the Kesem Mishnah Rashba, Peretz Vava Lochi Yitzayin Pasuk She'ein Beginim Benosin Tam. Ulahai Mandiyama, Mashiach Chayov Magid Anoshe, Havi Ragzeres Akosav Yisagid. It was Eitz Biyama Vatorah Chivosa, right? Yeah. Avo Bishari Surin, the lesson of Zeres Akosav, Ein Chayov in Olaf. Ech pasuk a Rambam shechayov im alachilos gam eshem nevelu treifa gevalt an eisen akasha. Everyone understand me? The din of gid anasha. We know gid anasha. You look at Perek gid anasha at the beginning. The Gemara tells us gid anasha. Those assume that's what we pass on halacha. Ein beginning, but no same time. It really tastes like nothing. If it tastes like nothing, the question becomes: so why is the Torah asering a nothing? Don't ask Kashan in the Kaddish Baruch. We don't ask Kashan in the Torah. We say the Torah is correct. And therefore, the Torah asks it, even though it's Eitz B'Alma, we accept it as Exeris HaKosov. Take a look at Naftzadi Bezim and Bez, please. About 12 lines up. Ula Omar, Eitzu, V'Torah Chiva Olav. With me? Eitzu, V'Torah Chiva Olav. That's it. Rashi says, Ula Omar, Avo Bisha Eitzu, HaTorah Chiva Olav. People of what? We should get anusha, not nevela, not treifa. What's going on over here? Aizen akasha. What the Shara Melech answer? The migu de chashiva. Ooh, I'm sorry. We learned sukkah. We learned about migu. You know, tofel in the Shabbos, tofel in the sukkah. Migu, migu. The chashiva achila gabe gid. Chashiva achila gabe nevelas and treifas. Oh, ola. Oh, samech. Yisura choshu. Nah. Says Rabbi. V'hai svara lo shaykh elim kain neima t'ma shein chayav v'na lagidim hu mishum lo choshev achilim mishum shein ruin lechol, as we said, tzad aleph im kain shap raminon demid choshev achilim l'gabe yisru gid choshev achilim l'gabe yisru asheni. Yeah, any royal agar, same thing, choshev royal l'gabe yisru gid yisru achoshev. Fine. Abel says a baron, Im Noah, Dismayed b'chol gavden. Hainu, tlohavi klal chefta the yisr. V'av k'sharuyim la'achila v'chashiva achila b'kol makom nismato atzomas l'gamid l'shaykh klal b'yisur n'vayas v'treifis. Im ken koshe, mayo o'mash yisur ha'choshvo. O'migu davi achila gamegid. V'ho'ein achisorin b'chashivus. There's an ain't on the gamut b'chol yisur. Then it's the terrace of the Achron doesn't make any sense to go to the Rambam. It's mufkul legamre. Uchach mize, the kol ma she nismatu atzamos u'mishum she'enem ru'uyim. That's not the sabah looking for. That's sad aleph, which gonna end up with Easter gelatin. U'me'ad mirshul achila yu pasur me'ad Torah. Kilu ma'asam. Gelatin is also d'oraisa. Rabban says. D'oraisa. D'oraisa. That's scary. Here, Rav Chaim Oizer thinks it's mutter. And Rav Avadi says it's mutter. And Rav Avadi says it's d'oraisa. Scary. 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 And I talk about Gid, he's talking about Tzomas. No, don't drain his cup. The same Torah is Kohanim. Gid about Tzomas Chadina Lu. Rav Sarov Lom and Tzomas Lom and Gidin. And Chulnai and Zayin with Beis, if you want to look it up. The Matina mean the loss of a little bit, or a little bit, so it's a big deal of a canal of the vine. Right, the Gidim at Samas Chad Miyutu. Mucha with Kanal, Kol Shanas Aroi, V'chosh of Ochum and HaTorah, Lo Kidol of. So now he proves that the first time. Rabbi, if we stop here, we should go home and cry. So there is. Guess what Rabbi Kotler was? It's Eish. Fire. He's not going to prove the other direction. You know, to remind you, you're right, you're right, you're also right. And he's going to prove the other direction.
That's just supposed to be das.
Yeah, but it's mimino eish das lamo. Right? You have the das comes from the eish. Om dem nevi lo chir kesad hasheni. Shein amir mitzad shein a royal achila. El de ena le gamet bechal yisra gam shein beruyim achil nismat. How do you know? Chulin Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at Ayin Zayin. Baron says to look. Have a look. Once we're here, we should look at Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. That's where Baron cut the quarter before. Everyone see? Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi said, look it up. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the fourth line. B'nevlasam, v'lo ba'or, v'lo ba'atzam, v'lo beginning. That's what he quoted before. But now he's focused on Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph, Rabbi Osa, give a look. What does it say? The Maskonet HaSugya, the Gidim Shesofom LaHakshos. What does it say over here? Gidim Shesofom LaHakshos. What does it say over here? It says the Gemara like this. Saw from before, no? Where is this? Bottom line. Oh, thank you. Gidish and soft on the Hakshas. The last three words, I have on the base. They're now soft, but they're going to become hard. Because the Gemara said previously that Bagoz of the Rochach Shani Hanu Gidin the Rakin. Right? Have it starfield the boss of the chof and rovetzin and nishba. So if it's kidding rocking, it's a problem. It's going to be treif. What if it's sofa lahakshas? Right? Nimna malayim bepesach. What does that mean? Afilo nimna odom in machabur el lechol mehen yotze de achilas pesach ama boso ninu. That's what the Gemara suggests over here. But the Gemara concludes, not that way. The Gemara concludes, that's not true. Yeah. We'll see soon the conclusion. We'll see soon as it's quoted in the Halacha. Rabbi Yochanan, Hoda, Lirish Lakish. What's of Yochanan? What's of Shlokish? This is Rabbi Yochanan speaking. Rabbi Yochanan, Ginnish itself on the Hakshas, Nina Lemekar and Pesach. Rav Shimon Lachish, we sued the Oraisa. Doesn't mean sued the Oraisa. Rashi, Rish Lachish, Polgalei Bepsochim, because it's sold enough to pay Dalit, Oma E Nimnin, Vochalach Shure Trefa Gosses, we sued the Oraisi. V'at amres, you want to be matarit? What are you kidding? Ishtik. V'paskan lach v'shlok ishmanit las. It's not one of the three. Shani hocha. Tahod, the bear of yochel, and the guy better shlok ish. Omele al tat niteni. B'loshen yochel ani shone. What does that mean, Rashi? Shani hocha. B'kidin harakin, v'oma kol midi disof on the hakshas bosa sof aslinan. To make kara you have a summit of Yochanan had it now by Rotev or Harosh shall Egel or Rach have a kibbutz of the Tumas Ochlin and Novelos. I'll go to Sofa Lachos. Vodabe, the Ukmana Haiki Hido. The Omele of Yochanan is Lokish by Orba Rotev, the Kaboy Mine or Rosh shall Egel or Rach, Mashi Tame, Omelo, Eno Tame, Hova Sofa Lachos. Omele, what do you mean? Rishaninu, Velish or Sanki Besaran, or Rosh shall Egel or Rach. Only al takni teini bo shebeloshin yochad ani shona osa koloma yichidohi filosfil and kavasei maskanas hagemara is sof olahakshos is nothing. Okay, that's what it says. Where is all this coming from? Kuf chav beis amad aleph. Let's give a look at Bosai on kuf chav beis amad aleph. Take a look, please. Kuf chav beis amad aleph goes over tamad beis. The Mishnah says, "Ela shosen kibson or adam or chazer or a rosh, etc." So the Gemara says, "Kuf chav beis amid beis, kuf chav beis amid beis." It's talking about these. In your name. I think the Gemara that is being quoted may be coming from Pesachim. All right, I wasn't on the screen. Let's look at Pesachim. So here we have enough of it in Kufcha Beis and Beis. It's good enough. Take a look. Eighth line. B'omene Rishlokish Meryokan Oro Rosh Shal Egel Harach Mashi Yitame Omele Eino Metame Limatono Rabbeinu Elisho Asenke B'soren V'oro Rosh Shal Egel Harach Al Tak Niteni Ploshen Yochan Ani Shono So Titania etc. 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 And the boy seems to conclude there Rav Yochanan backed out and held like Rish Lakish. That's the Sugis and Pesachim, but you got enough of a taste. Back here to what Rabban is saying. Mufurish Barashi Vesugisham, Tlochoshiv Kibasar, Benin and Tuva, Benin and Sunavelis. Ayin Rashi, Ayin Zayin, Shani Hocha. Right? Shani Hocha is the Hadabir of Yochanan. Begidin Arak and Velma Kolmidi, the Sova Lakish, Bosa Sova Zlinan. The Mekar of a Samech of Yochanan, it says in the Mishnah, and then he realizes it's Yechida. Have we read it before? V'chein Tzosel Marambam, Perigdal Loch Yud Ches. Ocham and Avela of Trefa, V'behem of Achai Atmeim, Min Or, Min Atzomas, Min Agidin, Hareza Potter. V'lo Chilek the Begidin in Rakim Shesov and Akshas Chayav Mavur, Al Kol Agidin Hu Potter. Kein Posek Perches Mishchita, Haloch Yud Beis, the Gidin Marakim, Enech Hashuv and Kibasa. What are they fighting about? What if I you have to look up Psach? I told you, okay, well, that's, I'm not sure if you're going to look inside. Just take Rabban's word for it. What's up Psach and pay Dalit? Rav Yochanan saw a bus a hashtazina. Rishlokish saw a bus a besofazina. Pasik of Rishlokish, Rav Yochanan was moder, that's a sugya. Okay. We should look it up anyway. We should always look up the Gemara's, no? Where are we going to find? Let's look up the Gemara. wake up. Itma, kiddush himself on the hakshos. Rav Yochanan amar nirnei lav pesach. Rav Shlokash amar nirnei lav pesach. Rav Yochanan amar nirnei lav pesach. Rav Yochanan amar nirnei lav pesach. Rav Yochanan amar nirnei lav pesach. Rav Shlokash amar nirnei lav pesach. Et cetera. He backed out. It's good to see it in the original. Not that we didn't trust the Gedolei HaDor, but always good to see it in the original. Fine, back where we go. V'chein b'hinei. In both directions, right? We said before, if it was bad and became good, it's usur. So if it is good and becomes bad later, it should also be usur. Follow? We said at the very beginning, if it's only a question of ener roi, and if it was bad, became good, that's gelatin, that's usur. That's the whole assumption of this whole shir. Right? So too, if right now it's good and will come bad later on, if it's a question of Anaroi, it should be Asur. That's what Rav Yochanan originally said. So the fair. By Ruin Achila. Uvechreach. The Nismaich ain't al Zeshem Bosser Mishum. The Indian Ihavi Min Bosser Azina Bosser Sofo. Hare Muchach the Gide Nismato Shenim Lagami Bechal Isur. So, or Rosh Alegal Rach, over Akshon Smaad Meitzem, Avshu Rol Achila. And the Rambam said, Rol Achila, you must have meant, what? Therefore, this Smaad to be at Smooson. It has to be that way. He puts Gidim in all the things that Padma Shem Rol Achila. Chom HaKom Gidim in Harakam, Gamkan in Bukhal Bosor. Before Shed the Fluk the Gidim in Harakam, Shasov and Akshon, who got the Gabi Yisrael Macholos. Rambam said, Perek Dalach, Alach, Avalach, Elisho, Senke, Besorim, etc. Or it's Shem Rakin. Kibasa chaldava chilin tuma mishnah chun kuchabeis isur. He left out or rosh egal mishum. So for the hakshos, av shiruyan achilin smalta batzvos v'chalis. So now Rabosai, we're stuck. In Os Gimel, Rabban proved conclusively tzad aleph. Dad proves conclusively tzad beis. Not one either. You're right. You're right. You're also right. Wait, what do you do over here? There's Eish. What are you doing this? What are you doing this? I'll skip a little bit. I'm skipping Osei just to make it a little bit easier. Who's that? Hagon of Lezer Silva, right? Hagras. The Mashkosav Rambam Shem Asurim Hu Ben Atoru. The Mismatir at Mechiv Malkus. Who can mash from Rav Magid? Remember that? Rav Magid, there's no lav. And Lezer Silva said it's an Yisur Daraisa. That's what gets the trouble with the gelatins. Yisur Daraisa. Let's read it again. Before we even read Rabban's version, we gotta read it again in our version. After we saw this last week, we gotta see it again. Open up, please, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chavas Das, Simen Sadi Tes, Sivkot and Beis. Please. Very important. Here we go. What did Ramos say? Yesh machmirim shlo tzarif atzmos ha'isvim ha'heta Levatel. Says the Chavazaz Beis. Kosh Lahavin. We read this last week. The Reim. The Mamarashach. Im alach lucha shevat samos yisr osr. It's tar for the yisr. Im mutter. Yesh koch levatel matami yisr. It's tar for the heter. Hey. V'im ein koch bat samos levatel matami yisr at all. Afat smishal hetlin starif. This is a kasha, kosha comparison. This makes no sense. How did the Chavazaz get out? Lo chenir. To savid lach luchas shevat samos vadid asiri. To kol yotze min atome tome. Again, this is where Brian considers this possibility. It's called yotze. I don't understand it too well. Why is it a yotze? But okay, let's assume it for the moment. Vafilu me raglayim os after my olu my anufik. Choros av zayin. Rak the ein and yecholu lesser acherim. Why? The ein behem the no sin tam. Come on, git. The tam kolish is who? That's a crazy place, he says. The tam kolish ki hai. I feel the beiser and yachol lesser. V'im kain ein atam shenichas latzamos nisbatla balachluchis. Why not? Kevin lachluchis gam kain aser. Something which is itself aser cannot count to be mevatel other isurim. V'chada kapal isur kapal. Fine. V'lo darmel isur the mevatel zez. The sof simet zaliches. The sham came in the tam and ainan shove. The kalkel tam echad tam chaver. Fine. So therefore, Atzmos Isser is a wash. When it's a wash, it doesn't aser, but it can't be matarida. That's fine. Aval Atzmos Heter, Lachluchas Gamkein Heteru, Mitztarv Levatel. Taf toya behen tam gomish ol bas rohi mitzarif levatel. Taf filu bino mamish ol het mitzarif levatel. Stop. Adkan. Adkan. Chavis das, we saw this last week. So Rabban quotes this. Give me his. V'yesh ta hazbir hadvorim. Rabban's going to explain the Chavis das. Yeah. What's the hazbir? The atzmos. That's almost this matu lo chashivim basar. Eastern nevelos and treves would be basar dafka. Aber mikon kam chashiv ochel fi osim ishim v'yotzim en atomim. Wow. It's considered to be an ochel which is yotzim en abosar. That's fancy footwork. An egg, milk, they come out of a chicken or a cow. Here the bones don't come out of the animal. But they treat the halacha as if they're coming out. Why are they coming out? Because it's not the Easter itself, it's not basar. This is like, it's an okel, it's like it's yotzim in a basar. It's creative. Again, I'll tell you about it in the next tshuva. We'll question it, but I don't know if I'll get to it today. I want to try to. Yes?
What counts as basar?
Basar is only meat. Bones are not meat.
Muscle, but the intestines aren't meat.
I'm discussing now the bones. Just let's stick to bones for the moment. Yeah. Stick to bones. Stick to bones. Patience. Yeah.
When the Rambam says that Christians patur on eating atzamot, he says it's because they're not roi la'achila. Could imply that it's because they're yotzim min hatamim, yotzim min ha'asur. They're just not ochel. They're not
asur. Rabbi Aaron is saying it is ochel, but it's not basar. That's his taich. Hold on. But the right from Yerushalmi, there are some mer quotes. It's also psachim. What? One second. The Mavuasham, the Rav Yochanan, look carefully. Sover the Elish Osan Kibsaram, Hainal the Isil the Tumma, Avalo Lilkos Vishim the Vela. Explains our Samech, Masha Surim, whom we did Yotzim in Atome. So don't blame me, Rav Aaron says, blame the Osamech. He said it. I mean, the Chavis Das already said it, but they're explaining it. Kainu Adon the Didan, Begin the Barakam Shasov on the Hakshos. Afgad lo havi koshav basar, because Rishlokish is right, if Yochan is mode, Mikomako, Kevin Shiruyim lachila, Asun lachila midin, Yotze min atome. Tari Muchach, Tiatma shen ismat mipsara, Mikomako, Kevin Shiruyim lachila, Osun midin Yotze, Timize lo nismait. He's trying to make peace. He brought it. You're right, you're also right. Not that it's also mamish, that can't be, that this mutter mamish can't be. It's yotze. Well, locha kaimel kibishlokish elish or saying kibsoron habigam the malchus. Kosh lo kaimel kibyoga bishlokish. I know saveach. Tishami psochim. It's mapech. They switch it around. If you get malchus and oros basa, Tishami will be passing the other way around. That's okay, fine. Now, all this according to the Rambam. Now, I told you three times already, according to Tosfos, it's not going to work. She said, Tosfos, Chulin Samach Dalet, She'im Rikma. Give a look at what's in the Tosfos. You have to look inside. Samach Dalet, She'im Rikma. Please look inside. She'im Rikma v'nikfa metami v'chadosha. Davka nikfa ked, it's not. Whoa. No. The next one. V'im Tomar. Lachila l'malkos l'amli rikma. Ha'kaimelon kayosim in a'tomei tomei. As it says, and yotz meraglaim, etc. Basis tomei. Asim it's in basayana. Right? Kro basayana. Right? That you need. What do you mean? Tosis is saying over here is a double poshut. You got malchus too. They just sort of assumed it. They never heard of the Rambam. They assumed it. The koyosim at tamei tamei bechayel malchus alpha gav dein shem baslam come up with tamei at atzmo. They hold the bechoros the same way. See, name of atzmo is asur mishum yoser yesh ben malchus. Ubakor the smatel the garmei af me yisur. Yeah, Rabosai. Rabosai is gavaldik. So gelatin we put the kontotaisus. So you say, Tosfos going to be forced to say the second tzad. I would arrive from the first tzad. I have to go back to it. Okay. Avashidus Rambam and look at all you say a pirish boru as you are some echset. So therefore, gidin arakim shesof on the hakshas came as a achshav emruyim asurin midin yotze. Hadi Yishalmi is talking about the or the veila u'mashayach sham din yotze. Is this what I asked? Hello, notes of her or Mishanasa's novella. The or preceded it. Who made a time of basis novella Surak Midrabana? What's going on? Yotzim is only after what? After the Isur existed, then it was Yotze. Yeah. Whatever we're going to say, whatever the reason that is, or saying Kapsar and Rabbi Yochanan, they also tam asurin didan oros ugidim aruin lachshav lachila shesov lachshos. The chen gam shidus atosus masha also v'shem yotze logan olav bal kochoch the kanyesh tam acher lechalek ben isul lemalkus. But it's borer in the Mishnah Shami isur is the Torah gam Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabosai, we're in trouble. He's a deraisa. Bekitzer, he is being marach over here. What is he saying so far? He seems to be saying that it's some kind of din of yotze. It works according to the Rambam. It will not work according to Tosfos. But then he said, well, it has to work. What do you mean it has to work? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What do you mean it has to work? It's hard to understand what Rabbana is actually saying. What do you mean it has to work? How does it work? How does it work? It's interesting that before we had the Chavas Das, right? Take a look at the bottom of the Chavas Das. We have the Imre Baruch. What does it say? Tzorech Iyun. Iyadin ein beginim benos en tam. Yisur achila zagid atzmo hu gzeres akos. Like eitz. Hu gedibri agmor chun tzale beiz. I mean eitz b'yamahu. Hare de ein shem yisur al tam kolosh. Ooh. Rabaran said, the Chavas Das says, it's a shame Yisur in the Tam Kolush. But the Imre Baruch said, it's not true. So I want to answer the Kasha of the Imre Baruch by saying as follows. The Gzeras HaKasav is that you are loke. You are loke. Right? But without the Gzeras HaKasav, it would be us maybe without Malkus. Or we can suggest, Lachluchis is Yotze, because Lachluchis is not part of the Guf HaBehema. But the Gid HaNoshe is part of the Guf HaBehema. You can't consider it to be Yotze. Right? This is what we just saw in Rabbi Aryeh Estakasha a little bit over here in the Siman Yud Zayin. I would like to turn you for a minute to... let me just first... Yeah, I'm sorry. Again, the Yemei Baruch has a kash against the Chavaz Das. Chavaz Das is his Tam Kolosh, right? Tam Kolosh. This is a Tam Kolosh, so then it can't be matter the, can't even start to be matter the Issa B'Shish. In fact, the Chavaz Das, Yemei Baruch, what do you mean it has Tam Kolosh? It has no Tam. It's wood. It's wood. It's wood. Ain't Shem Yisrael Tam Kolosh. It's wood. We don't have Shem Yisr. It's Gzeres HaKosov. So I wanted to possibly suggest the Gzeres HaKosov is that you get Malkus. But even without the Gzeres HaKosov, it has some kind of a Tam Kolosh, which would be significant. That's one possible answer. Or we can suggest a little bit differently than along the lines of the Chavaz Das, that Lachluch is in the bones, we'll give it a status of Yotze. That's what the Chavaz Das was Mechadish. But the Gid is part of the Behemoth itself. What kind of Yotze is that? So, I don't have 10 minutes. Let me just show you one thing at the end of this Tshuva, then we'll go back to the Tshuva which he wrote 10 years later. I just want to show you one part of that. Oh, dear Mr. Joe. Everything until now, he said, he called it a kind of a Yotze, which works according to the Rambam, because he sort of got stuck. Hashachsim in Sadi Tesef Kodnal Hikvir Karan, Varo. That's most halakhim in Star from the Isur. Afsha Ein Ben Moach, the Lachlucha Shonasura, the Gro Aleph, Uladatam, who also met a Torah. Hine, Afshim be Afshim as at Samas Mikodem, the Kobusha Chosen Venasim Rakim Asurim, Umikoshka and Shanasim Ruil the Garme, the Pasha Misvara. Because of Hassam Sofer, he was asked by Ora Kabash Nasa Yovishka Eights. What did he say? No. Or Nasi Yomishka 8, the Man Lemon Shigia the Shears at number one. Number two, Omezach Biavshusa. Here, Choseres Umisracheches, Hade Amashkin, the Kibasa Mamish. End quote. End quote. He's saying, oh, hold on. He's saying it's made from Atzomos Rakos. Hold on a second. He's saying like this, that if atzomos, which are rakos, are osur, kavachomer, atzomos hakoshos, which were converted now into what? Into gelatin, which is completely edible, should certainly be osur. That's what I understand Rabbi Aryeh to say. Hocha atzomos atzomutorim, according to those who want to be makel. Yeah. Mashanasakak lacham bikocha mayim vein zayisur. Zaino. Say the old atzomos lacham asuris. The old ain hette atzomos be'etzem. Just ain a roi. He quotes Menachos Nundalin. Again, I'm not going to go into that issue. Let me just give you one more sif cotton over here. I really have to try to finish up. Od nira. After nizbet gam lachluchis tatzomos mutaros min haTorah. And Muruchuk the Metzius Atzomas Mutaras. Hello? The Lachluchis Mutaras Mishum She'en Kantam also came with Atzomas and Ruyim. By the time of its Tarefis, Gamma Lachluchis Levatel Esayisr, according to the Machaber. Abba Bekomakom, you may also Atzomas Ruyim Efsha Shiyode. That's gelatin. That's gelatin. Maybe. Oh. Finally, and this is maybe one of the most important parts of the Eich Sosam Arama Machal Lok Arama. I think I mentioned this last week a little bit. Gam Kol Aposkim Shem Lo Eskiru Debi Arama Mam Farosh Natsamas Asurim Befrat the Esh Rishonim the Machmirin the Atzmas HaYisr Mitztarfim Af Le Yisr. How can it be? Eich Sosam Machal Behepech. How's it possible? You're the Sfilei, the Dafka Be'eno Masura Mishum, less Makshir, Akshavinu. The Akhred is so that term the Cholatamim. Yeah, is what? Is what? Mishum De'eno Ru'uyin. Sad Aleph. Call the Ochlam Hachi Akshavinu Vasim Rabbanon. Avagab is Starfus. The Vatal Be'isa Shivashlu Imaheter. Lo Akshavinu Klal. Melagamach Luchlucha Shalem Eina Oseres. So there's no stira. He achshavinu shem avin is a gelatin bekavana avinu b'os ha'ochal l'tzorach acher achshavinu chavonu li'osur. What did Rabbi Avadya say? Two things against Rabbar. One, how the mechava goes to Rambam? It wouldn't be the first or last time. You're on the Rashba. Two, it's not achshavinu. What's Rabbi Avadya's two points against this paragraph in? Yeah.
That he doesn't mention the
you're a Rabbi Avadya man, more than me. Rabbi Avadya says, if you learn the Rashba, because the Rashba is so great, and he went to all the Rishon, the Rashba is great, and the Rashba is all the Chachmei Yisrael on one side, and on the other side.
Right. It doesn't make no mention of either.
Well, I'm telling you what Rabbi Avadya said. I'm telling you what Rabbi Avadya said. If I want to get back to the previous tshuva, how do I do it? If I go to links, it's going to help me?
No, it's there are different
simon,
right?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We'll see in a second. Yes, it worked. Gelatin. Dalet Nisan Tashchav. Right before Pesach, around the time to be at Zvanim in Blakewood, I guess Zvan was over in Chosh Nisan, to write his failure. Yedidenu. Oh, no. This is right to Rabbah. Yedidenu Rabbagona, the first of Adir, Arashka Bahak, Aram, Arara, and Kotla Shlita. Whoa. Who is writing the Shaila? Who is writing the Shaila? Nochem Tzvi Kornmel. Know that name? You know that name? You should know that name. Who was the rabbi of what shul?
Yilk.
Where was he originally? What city, you know? Albany. Look, he writes back to him. This is already 12th Nisan. It's Erev Pesach. He has time to write. Yididi Hagoyen Amafursim. He did not come to Yilk in 1962. 62 was not that many from a Yid in Lawrence Cedarhurst. I just got a hold of a book they put out, The History of the Five Towns. You saw it? It's unbelievable. They have a picture of Nachman Tzvi Kornmel with a black beard. It was Adam Gadol Me'od. And he was, if I read the book properly, related to the Klein brothers who owned Barton's. Have you ever hear of Barton's? It doesn't even exist anymore. When I was growing up, it's a little history, a few minutes, I can't resist. There weren't too many Gvirim in Klal Yisrael. There were very few. There were a few families that, you know, were in the frumal world of Gvirim. You had the Feuersteins and the Bentheims and the Max Stern. And you had Stephen Klein. Somebody know his son, George Klein. And Stephen Klein owned a candy company called Barton's. Okay? How rich you can get from candies, I don't know. Maybe you have to diversify later on, whatever. And he was, if I read it right, a brother-in-law. And they wanted to be able to have kosher gelatin from kosher animals, but they wanted that the Barton's candy should be parva. That's what this tshuva is all about. Kid you not? The question is, Im Cholov, is it parva now? And it goes into a whole, I don't have time to, I have to end in 2 minutes. I'll just read you one thing. He tells it, look what he says. He says, what does he say? Hold on.
Chronologically, the second word.
This is, hold on. Here he writes. So it was at least 10 years before the 12th day of Nisan of 1962. So it's before the 12th day of 1952. How much before that? Rabbi didn't say. There was no day in the previous shul. Uberarati tzari asher adenachal tacham chashuvim. Less of the Rav Ashitas. Mixas poskim. Gamken had to borrow. What I think he meant was, according to the Rambam, it has to be also. And according to Tosfos, maybe it's going to be mutter because Tosfos can't hold from his whole shtickle Torah. He gives you a summation. Some of the rayas, was once the first side, the second side, right? Pasuk b'sof, orosh zvochim. When you get to that, Rambam is not sure. Mitar Rabbanon, yeah. Placey, it's a chazara shiur what he wrote 10 years before. Then he has in those gimel. Watch this. I want to show you something over here. The Rambam is a good shtickle term. Tosis is stuck. Ekshu yatam is that he got stuck at the end there. He gets stuck at here too. Yesh leforesh hamiut lemalkus aval osim in haTorah. And the Chavos Das explains what? What is it? Yotze. Parentheses. My kasha. Tzorach inksas. Ma shayach yotze beoros uvatzama shel nevela. Zayir shalmen now the poskim. Hello, no tzubin on nevela. It's not like an egg and milk. So Rabban kind of gets stuck with this kasha. But you know, as they say in Yiddish, "Fana kasha starpenisht." So Rabban is holding by what he said. We spent the whole shiur just reading from Mishnah's Rabban. It was not, we had Reb Chaim in the middle, we had the Gemara, Tosfos, a lot of things. It was not a bad shiur. It was a wonderful shiur. And the bottom line is, we have to ask the gelatin. Bottom line, even though there were those who were making on it, today, to my knowledge, no responsible kashrus agency is matir gelatin in this country. In Eretz Yisrael, in certain Sephardic places, it may be different. It's not mahadrin, but it may be actually kosher.
Yogurt is fish gelatin.
I'm not sure that. Well, that maybe that's kosher fish. But to my knowledge, maybe it's Sephardim and Eretz, so have to be careful. We shouldn't consume it because we'd have a different shita. There is one rabbi here in America who gives ashkocha to this day to gelatin. I'm not going to mention his name. Fine rabbi, I think it's his father was doing it, and they have a different opinion. How can you blame them? Reb Chaim Oizer was matirin. But even if it's a gadol ador, in the circles that we travel, should not be eating gelatin. So if you see gelatin with a certain rabbi, the first name starts with an S, and he gives ashkocha on gelatin, don't eat it. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we talk about the sugya of Ein Mevatim Issa L'Chatchil. You have the new Ma'amar Kamos, it was a mistake in one of the